where do we go from here?
This is the Still Dope as Fuck podcast. I'm Ilea Nico, and it is Sunday, April 8th, 2018. Great rising, great rising, great rising. That's my words for good morning. You have to watch the words that we say. They cast spells. So great rising is another way that I greet those in the daylight hours. I woke up feeling refreshed. I saged my apartment last night. It was definitely needed. I did the podcast last time about letting go, and it was so many different things that were on my heart and in my mind and definitely resonating in my spirit. I had several different people reach out, and they were very thankful for that podcast, and I am very grateful for you and extend so much gratitude to you for listening and for rating and for subscribing. This is for you guys. This is for me. This is a therapy session for me, obviously, but it's also a therapy session for the collective, to be quite honest. Where do we go from here? That's the name of the podcast. Look, this is where we go from here. We move the fuck forward. We move on. We set our intentions. We write it down. We talk to our spirit guides if we do that. We talk to God. We channel the ancestors. We get on our shit. We become better for us. Self-love first. We can't love nobody until we love ourselves. Hey, it is what it is. Yesterday, I went to see Acrimony. If you have not seen that movie, I recommend you click off, because I am about to break some things down. Acrimony was an amazing movie. There's a lot of people that don't really care for Tyler Perry. I do. I think he does excellent dramas. Excellent dramas. And he's a pretty good actor also. People get caught up in the Madea, all of the Madea plays that he orchestrated and made movies about. And the dramas get kind of left by the wayside, but they have some excellent underlying tones. And one of those tones for me, first and foremost, let's get into the body of that movie, because that has a lot to do with the narrative today, which is moving forward. Okay, so check this out. Taraji P. Henson is the main character, and Lyric Bent, a lot of you guys, if you've seen Spike Lee's She's Gotta Have It on Netflix, the series, he plays Jamie Overstreet, which was my girl Nola Darling's main boo, the married one. Okay, so he's playing her husband, Taraji P. Henson's husband, Acrimony. And so many different things resonated to me in that movie. I mean, it had me in my feelings yesterday. I'm not going to even lie. It had me completely in my feelings. I sat there in the movie theater at 11 o'clock in the morning. I literally got up 10:30 from here in my bed, in my apartment, and drove, got in the shower, got myself together, threw on my Tribe Called Quest little hat, and drove my ass down the street to watch this movie, because it was like, you know, I don't know what was going on with the energies yesterday, but I just felt the need to go and I see it. And plus, it was cold outside. I'm sitting there, and immediately it had all of these undertones of bitterness, of regret, of wanting to get back, retaliate, being hurt, feeling used, all of these different things that I can resonate with. And as I was sitting watching that movie, I saw myself in her place. Not the psychopathic undertones, even though us as women, when we love, and especially when you love deep and when you give a lot of yourself, it can almost push you into a rage, because you don't understand why someone can act so nonchalantly and just not give a shit about your feelings and think that, you know, a simple apology or, you know, a check is going to erase all the pain and the hurt. Not to tell you guys a movie, but basically, two hurt people was hurting people. She was hurt, he was hurt. You know, from the beginning of the movie, it was two people that were in a space where, at that particular time, space, reality, they needed each other and they were not in the best way. They were experiencing loss on their own two ends, and then they came together. They had a mutual attraction and a mutual whatever for that time and space, and they let it linger on too damn long, and they didn't let go. You know what I'm saying? There was a lot of different adversities that happened with them. There was cheating. There was believing in him, but he, you know, wasn't necessarily nurturing and giving to her because he didn't have it to give, because he was so focused on him getting to where he needed to be. And, you know, with women, we need love, we need affection, we need admiration, we need that shit, we crave that shit, just like dudes do. I mean, let's just call it what it is. What woman wants to be in a relationship with somebody who's not feeding her spirit and not loving and caressing her body and telling her she's beautiful and thank you, baby, and all of these different things, you know, for supporting me and for loving me throughout the process? And sometimes we lose sight of that. On the other side, he was trying to make a way for them in positioning his focus into making himself the main provider for them, but she had the initial resources. And then, oh, let's not talk about the damn family that was getting involved in the shit, you know, and voicing their opinions. Overly opinionated people that have nothing to do with your relationship will fuck your shit up. I am a witness to that. So many times we talk to our families and we talk to our friends that may not be able to give sound advice about different things that we go through, and then we listen to them, not knowing that hurt people. Meaning, if your family members or your friends have been through past hurts themselves, they may not necessarily, there's some people are able to give sound advice, and then there's other people that are not, because sometimes hurt people don't even know they hurt until they've done the hurting, and now it resonates. They hurt people, if you know what I mean, if you follow me. Make a long story short, they tore each other down to the point to where he moved on and he tried to rectify it, and Taraji P. Henson was not ready to let go. She wasn't ready. And I understood that, because she felt like no amount of money could replace the time wasted, not being able to bear life, losing her mom's home, and the embarrassment of her family. It was so many different tones. It was so much. And then him, on the other hand, feeling emasculated and not feeling appreciated in his gratitude extended towards her once he got to the point that he needed to get to. And, you know, him moving on with the person that happened to come back into his life, that actually was the connect to him getting what he needed to get to give Taraji P. Henson what she needed. Let me tell you something. Go watch that movie. Go see that movie. If you've had therapy before and you've gone through tumultuous relationships, that movie is good, because it'll show you that therapy is needed, healing is needed, letting go is needed, moving forward is needed. These are all necessary things, a part of our lives. And a lot of times we are not willing to go through the process, and we have to purge and go through the process. Right now, Mercury retrograde got me and my feelings so tough. I'm not going to lie. It had me and my feelings so tough that somebody that I am really starting to dig and be around in a very intuitive and telepathic way went ghost on me. They just went fucking ghost. And I'm like, what the hell? What's going on here? And I'm over here thinking that it was something I've done, not realizing that yesterday was an 11-11 day. 4-7, April 7th, 11, 2018, which is another 11. So it was another portal time. So it was a whole different transition in that moving forward thing that I'm talking about now. I hung out with my homegirl, got home at like 2:15, 2:20 in the morning, all the way from the other side of the damn city, 50 minutes away, and lit my white sage and saged the absolute fuck out of this apartment. I was like, it's time to let any energy, past energy that I had, go. Let's move forward. It's time to move on. Any past energies that was up in here, any type of spiritual undertones that ain't right, any type of darkness that I was experiencing in my atmosphere, I got that shit the fuck out of here. It was 48 degrees outside. Opened that door, saged my apartment, went around here, listened to some spiritual teachers that I listened to and some spiritual lessons, and laid my behind down, had a sound sleep, woke up this morning, listened to some more stuff. Thank God for, you know, allowing me to open my eyes and experience today, and decided, yo, I'm moving forward. We moving on. We pressing play on these hoes straight up. That's what being still dope as fuck is. It's being resilient and moving past your adversities, moving past this stuff that is not going to make you or break you if you don't, you know what I'm saying? If you don't allow it. Like, it's so much shit that goes on in your life, but you can't stay stagnant and be in your feelings to the point to where you let somebody that really can give a fuck less about you control your situation, you know? And sometimes separation, well, rejection is protection, ultimately. And a lot of times we feel like, oh my God, she left her. Oh my God, she left her. I don't understand what happened. It's a reason for that. Let me tell you something. The universe moves things around for your best and for your good. And we have to accept that. We have a lot of different symbolisms. You know, the animals connect with nature, you know, symbolism in numbers, numerology is huge. Synchronicities are huge. You know, just tapping into the things that keep you vibrating high. Yesterday was a crazy day for me. Oh my God. Like, that was so crazy. That's why today I was like, you know what? Thank God it's a Sunday. Today is always like my new refresh button day. Like, I go out on Sundays. I get myself all dolled up. I get myself going high frequency. So my week starts out really good. I don't work on the weekends at all. You know what I'm saying? Unless you're paying me a grip, I'm not working on the weekend. I'm going to reserve my weekends for me and for what I want to do, and vibrating high and being around good energy and speaking to good people. And if I want to talk shit and laugh and just be in my, you know, happy spot, then that's what I'm going to do. And then Monday, we're going to start it all over again as far as the work. But moving forward, movement. Transition, go. Don't stay in the same place. You know what I'm saying? Don't stay in the same freaking place. For what? So anybody else can see you in your feelings and acting crazy and all this other stuff. And it ain't even about them. It's about you. Ultimately, none of this shit is about other people. It's all about you and how you are able to love yourself and love on yourself so you can love other people and so you can be there for other people. You cannot do that unless you take necessary time to purge, until you take necessary time to pray and to meditate, until you take necessary time to love on yourself and learn about yourself and figure out, okay, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? All right, we're going to try it. If it don't work, that's cool. Let's move forward. not backward, forward. The past is gone. The present is today, the future we create. So if we sitting up here worried about the next man or the next woman and what the fuck they're doing, then we ain't on our square. And we got to get back on our square. As I talk to you guys, I'm talking to myself. I don't know where this shit comes from. I don't have any notes. I'm laying in my bed, about to get up, do my hair, get ready for my day, wash my dishes, drink some tea, light my candles, get in my zone so I can get myself out of here and do what I want to do to vibrate higher. It's all about you loving yourself for yourself so you can be there for other people. This spirit that's in our body will be here again if lessons are not learned, if our karmic debts are not paid. This will happen. It's inevitable. This shell that we're in, we're blessed to have. Sometimes they say YOLO is in Drake. You know, you only live one life, this life. But your spirit will pass on and it will transition on. And if there was some lessons that you didn't learn, hey, you gonna learn them eventually. If you gotta block motherfuckers, block them. We block hoes. Like Super Sense said, was that Super? We block hoes. I'm blocking people that are not right. I'm blocking people that are messing my energy up. I'm serious. I don't have no problem blocking folks. None. Zero. Zilch. And you shouldn't either. You shouldn't either. If it stops you from contacting these people because it gets you on a low frequency because you want to know answers and you're not getting answers, then maybe you need to block them for yourself. I have to do that sometimes. Because sometimes I get very adamant about having answers right now, instead of being patient and letting shit play out. And that's to my own detriment. So a lot of times, even if a person doesn't do something to me and I feel like I'm getting too aggravating, I block them for my sake. I don't know if that resonates to any of you guys on this Sunday, fun day, but I felt a need to speak on it. I felt a need to talk about it. Because if we don't talk about it and we hold it in, then it festers inside of us. It bubbles over and we explode. Y'all need to do that. We need to move forward. Move forward, move forward, move forward. Upper mobility. Ascension. Ascension, ascension, ascension. Balance. Peace of mind, body, thought, spirit. Getting our wombs together, ladies. I was looking at yoni eggs the other day, you know, getting mine, not necessarily because everybody thinks that that's for sexual stimulation or what have you, but it's actually to recalibrate our wombs and get our divine feminine back together. And really and truly, I'm going to invest in some. I'm researching. I was doing some research on YouTube, but also doing research on who would be the best, who has genuine stones and so forth, and trying to find an actual stone store that I'd like to go to here in Houston, just to get some things together. And it's about moving forward. It's about recalibrating my body and loving myself so I can be of greater purpose to other people. Move forward. Move. Press play. Meditate in mantra. You're still dope as fuck. You are. You are. You are. You are, despite your circumstances. Oh my gosh. I can't repeat that enough. I cannot repeat that enough. And you have to have constant reminders. You have to. It's important. It's imperative that you know that you're still dope as fuck so you can press play. Because a lot of us, you know, we get in our feelings. I'm one of those people. I'll get in my feelings. And I've been in my feelings since I've been in Texas. If Texas ain't taught me shit, it's taught me how to, you know, like really get in touch with my spiritual side and really get in touch with my self-love portion of my life, because when I was in Atlanta, I was straight work, 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 work. Build iNico Creative, build Naturalist Dope, build this, build that, you know, build other people's businesses up, not thinking about myself. And then I came here, you know, with the intent of, you know, love and my family and building other elements of my business and all of that. And that shit turned into a straight spiritual journey. Straight up. Wasn't expecting it, but it did. It's called moving forward. If you don't wake up in the morning, you can't move forward. It's a blessing to move forward. It's a blessing to be able to get up and breathe the air that we breathe and to interact with the people that we're able to interact with, no matter how much it hurts us. I had to learn to get over things. It takes time. I'm not saying, oh, you know, the next day you wake up and then you're over the shit. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just basically saying that you have to take necessary time to do what you have to do for you and vibrate higher so you can move forward. Because if you don't, you'll sink into a deep depression. And guess what? Stress causes dis-ease, otherwise known as disease, which causes sickness, which causes health complications, and you die. You don't want to die, right? Not early. Not an early death before you fulfill your purpose. So, you know, move forward. Go peep Acrimony. Go look at that movie. There's a lot of drama elements of it. It's primarily a drama. There is some a little bit of comedic things, but not a lot. You know what I'm saying? Relatable things. But go see that movie. Go see it, go see it, go see it. It definitely had me in my feelings yesterday because I could definitely relate to it. But it had a lot of different undertones. And I'll probably eventually do a whole breakdown of the movie. I didn't want to tell y'all everything. But basically, go see that movie. Go see it. Women, men, couples. If you got to go see it by yourself, go see that damn movie. It's really, 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 really good. And if you've ever had therapy before and you've ever gone through a relationship that drained you and took a lot out of you, then that's something that you should watch. But keep in mind that not all things that end up occurring aftermaths of relationships, they don't all have to be fatal or detrimental. They are just a lesson in a chapter in our books of life. They are. We gotta move forward, y'all. We do. We got to move forward. This is the 8th podcast for me. This is episode 8. It's moving forward, pushing through on these hoes. You know what I'm saying? We let it go last week, and this week we moving on. You know, we moving on. So, with that being said, I hope you have an amazing Sunday fun day. If you're not following me on Instagram, please follow me. I at Ilia Nico. That's at ILIAN is in Nancy, IK is in Kathy, C is in Carl, O. Or you can get on the Still Dope as Fuck Instagram also. If you have any topics you would love me to talk about, I would be more than happy to. Starting on my 10th episode, I am going to have a guest. So I will be doing that. And I definitely encourage you to check that out. I wanted to start the first 10 episodes, you know, or 9 episodes with me just kind of giving you a vibe of what we're going to be talking about and the different things. And then, you know, we'll transition because it's all about moving forward, right? All right. So with that being said, happy Sunday fun day. It is April 8th, 2018. This is episode 8. Look at that. 8-8-8. Oh, infinite abundance. Okay, I see it. This is your girl, Ilia Nico. Have a wonderful day. I love you guys so much. Still dope as fuck. You are, we are, I am. Let's go. Move forward, baby. Have a good one.